views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hey, hey. Good to be with you all on a rainy, it's a rainy Tuesday. Pretty wet out there, folks. I mean, what a weird weather pattern we've had lately. Last week, we got a couple inches of snow, then crazy winds, then a day or two of some great sunshine over this past weekend. And now look at it. It was pouring rain this morning, and now it's just kind of that gray, drizzly, which hopefully will probably stop right around May. Hopefully it's going to be before that. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today. Tom Walston here as your host every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. Hey, what is recovery anyway? What's recovery to you? When people think of recovery, a couple of things come to mind. Recovering a car wreck, or maybe recovering a wrecked life where we've done some things that maybe we need to have some adjustments made. Recovery could be about a substance that maybe we need to kind of let go of. It could be recovery from a certain behavior that does not suit us to our highest good or others, for that matter, as well. It could be getting over maybe a grieving period of losing a loved one or a thing or a person, place, or thing. So it's a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And one of the motivations for me doing this weekly show is to put a positive vibe on some of the opportunities of how we can enhance our lives and grow and change for the better. And a lot of times you all remember I've closed out my show with asking the question, who have you helped today? And that's one of the things I love so much about Vashon. People really step up to the plate. When people need help, the outreach capacity here is just amazing. And it really always impresses me of the level of commitment that people have towards each other right here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And you keep me in a state of mind of gratitude. So I always appreciate that. Just want to let you know that and put that out there. So also, there are some things coming around town. I only have a half hour show with you weekly, and I really cherish that. But some of the things that are coming up, well, you just heard on Vashon 250 that we talked a little bit about January 6th, but on March 28th, which is just this coming Saturday, is No King's Day for those that are interested in coming out and voicing your opinion, voicing your right. They're going to be meeting on Vashon at the intersection. You know, it's a small town when we say the intersection, and you all know what I'm talking about. But there's over 100 demonstrations that are going to be in just King County in the Seattle area, not to mention Wright Park in Tacoma and the intersection entering Point Defiance over in the Ruston area. So if you want to learn more, just go ahead and Google No Kings, March 28th, 2026, and just take a look at your area that you're looking for. All right? So let's just all kind of get together and give peace a chance. And anybody other than this guy can really put you in a good frame of mind, bring you back to peace. Spreading that the aloha spirit from Hawaii, our good friend on the ukulele. Hawaii. It's kind of fun to think about Hawaii on a day like this when it's drizzly, cloudy, and gray here on the kind of, I don't know, I've always looked at Vashon as kind of a healing vortex, if you will. And take a look around. There's a lot of healing going on right here on the island on a regular basis. Hey, by the way, if you are interested or if you are in need of some of the services of King County, I'm just letting you know the DSHS van will be here day after tomorrow. That's on Thursday, and it's going to be right here, right across from our studios at the Vashon Presbyterian Church, and that's going to be from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock this coming Thursday.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing.
Swing. Kind of one of those rainy days where it's just kind of nice just to veg out and just kind of chill for a change. Yeah, take it easy. Practice a little bit of self-care today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, speaking of boys, it's not too early to register if you know a boy or if you are a boy between the ages of 8 and 19. The 2026 camps are starting up for this summer, and summer camps actually do play a role in shaping character of young men on our island. So Journeyman has been a very, very popular opportunity for boys on the island here, teaching them a lot of survivor skills, people skills, communication skills, and the list goes on and on. But the 2026 camps, how they're broken down is if you have a kid between the ages of 8 and 11, you'd be joining the Voyagers, okay? After 11, from 12 to 14 age, it's the Wayfinders. And after 14 to 19, you are appropriate for what's called the Quest. And then there's a father and son camp out once you are 12 and older. And when I say 12 and older, that goes from 12 all the way up to 19, and it's called Passing the Torch. Father and son camp out, or a mentor and a son camp out. And these are all hosted by Journeyman. And if you have any more questions on that, I strongly encourage you to just go on to journeyman.us and check it out. And by the way, some people think it's a little bit pricey, but scholarships are available. So don't be afraid to ask and to be able to take advantage of that. You got it? It's all good. And also, as you most of you know, that I'm affiliated with Vashon Youth and Family Services. We're always here to help, whether it be substance use issues or just behavioral health or mental health. Take a look at our website, vyfs.org. In fact, in one of the tabs, you can go back and play any one of our archived adventures in recovery. So just a little bit of FYI for you with that. How's that? That works. Kind of a rainy day mellow song for you.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Wasn't me. don't look at me. Hey, I just want to do a shout out to everybody that showed up for our free movie last Tuesday night before all of your little St. Patty's Day festivities that you may have partaken in. But we're going to be having more movies here at the Vashon Theater, free, sponsored by VYFS. And they always end up with a discussion afterwards. We had a really good turnout last Tuesday night for Monster Calls. And that's followed up by, after enjoying your free popcorn and candy and soda, followed by a discussion with our VYFS counselors and free, yes, I said, free pizza. So I'll be announcing the next ones coming up. We got a week or two, so I'll keep you on top of that.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Saving for a rainy day.
All the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's
take you home, waiting for a breakthrough. What will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad. Thank you.
Saving it for a day like today, a rainy, rainy day. So anyhow, hey, it's been great being with you folks today. Thank you for tuning in to Adventures in Recovery, where we're at on every Tuesday right here, 1:30 to 2 at KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington. We are your listener-supported Island Connection. Thanks again, everybody. Tom Walston, looking forward to being with you again next week.